This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Kent County is one of the many places in Michigan experiencing a steep rise in COVID cases over the past several weeks. The increase was concerning enough that Grand Rapids Public Schools announced on Monday they'll be finishing out the rest of the semester fully virtual. Adam London is Kent County's health director, and he's with us now to talk about what's been driving the increase and what to do about it. Adam, welcome back to Stateside.
Happy to be here.
So when we look at the graph showing the increase of cases in your county, it looks pretty steep. What's it been like to see that unfolding over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been very concerning for us. Throughout most of the late summer, we were seeing an average of 30 to 50 new cases per day. And here over the past several weeks, we've seen an increase to about 150 or more cases per day. And all that's happening while the number of tests that we're doing has stayed relatively flat and our testing strategy has stayed very similar. So this is an actual increase in the incidence of COVID-19 in our community. It's something we all have expected was going to happen as fall arrived. What's concerning for us now is that we don't really know how big this wave is going to be or for how long it will last.
What can you tell us about where it's spreading and how?
About a month ago, we were seeing large increases in the incidence amongst our college students. That 19 to 24 population was really driving our numbers, where about a third of all of our cases were in that small age span. However, now within the past several weeks, we're seeing an increase in all age groups. So we're at a point now where we can't really focus in on any particular demographic. It's really indicative of community-wide transmission.
Is it safe to say it's still a large group issue?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we certainly see many of our cases linked to gatherings that are happening. We've been pleasantly surprised thus far that the opening of schools and face-to-face education, for the most part, hasn't been a significant driver of these new cases. However, we are seeing that after-school activities and group activities that are happening by all portions, all age groups, outside of the work or the school environment, are still driving a lot of these clusters of illness. And so we really need people to think about that, especially as we're entering the holiday season. How can we commit to consistent use of mask use, limited gathering size, hygiene, and really being smart about this, or else we're going to overwhelm our hospitals and we're going to be in a bad spot going into the middle of the winter.
Adam, do you think people are at a point in the epidemic where it's not that they don't believe that the virus is real, but maybe they're just feeling like they're a little bit over it. They feel like they want their lives to go on and that they can't just stop doing all of the things that they do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think we all are suffering from COVID fatigue at this point. And if you look back to how seriously everyone took this back in April and May and the extreme lengths that we went to reduce our exposure, and I'm not saying that we need to do all of those things now, but I do believe that the literature and our observation supports the reality that if we had consistent use of facial coverings, if we had consistent social distancing, hygiene, and people staying home when they're sick with cold or flu-like symptoms, we would be able to keep this curve flattened and not see what we're seeing now, because it's going to be very difficult for us to undo this if our hospitals become overwhelmed.
What actions are you taking? As we've heard, the Grand Rapids Public Schools have decided that they're just staying online for the rest of the year. I'm assuming that was a decision that was reached in conversation with your department.
Yeah, they, of course, talked to us about that. And all the school districts here in Kent County have been speaking to us on a very regular basis. And the answer isn't always the same for each of those districts. Of course, Grand Rapids is a very urban environment with certain dynamics that make it have a different risk profile than some of our other districts. So we're really working closely with those superintendents to try to make sure that we do what's best for the health and safety of the students, the staff, and everyone in the community. And we're really trying to take advantage of the tools that we do have. And that's what's been so frustrating for us throughout this pandemic, is that we don't have fantastic tools for dealing with COVID-19. It's very unfortunate that this year, being a presidential election year, has introduced politics into this conversation so deeply. This really shouldn't be a political conversation. It shouldn't be rooted in people's, their association with the left or the right. This is an infectious disease issue, And it's an issue that we're all working together to try to get our community through this as best as possible.
To that end, the leaders in the state legislature released a roadmap for containing the COVID case count. And the Republican leadership, other than going through the legislature for approval, hasn't really proposed a lot that's significantly different than the plan that Governor Whitmer implemented through emergency orders. Do you think the strategy that the governor used was effective?
Well, it certainly was effective at reducing the number of COVID-19 cases. There's no doubt about that, that when we look at Michigan's data compared to other states, we did very well. And so there's no doubt about that. I think the question is, how do we balance concerns of COVID for other concerns of community wellness and try to chart a course forward that is mindful of all of the pros and cons and the consequences of this pandemic, in addition to the effects of the virus itself? And that's where this gets very complicated. But there's no doubt that the governor's actions dramatically reduced the incidence of COVID-19 over the course of the last 6 months.
Adam London, he's Kent County's health director. Thanks so much for your time today, Adam.
Thank you. Have a great day.